Welcome to the Unconquered Podcast.
One of the issues with our team right now is mental toughness, discipline, and execution.
Blame no one. Make no excuses. Do something.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Unconquered Podcast. Here recording actually on a day that I wasn't really planning on recording here on Monday. I was going to get one done tomorrow, most likely, to release on Wednesday. But the Walt Bell news has hit a little earlier than expected. For those of you who have not caught up, and I'm sure most of the listeners, you're aware by now that Walt Bell has he's taken the UMass job. He's going to be the new head coach at UMass. Almost certainly going to take his brother, Luke Paschal, there as well, former wide receivers and special teams coach at North Carolina. And so there's a couple things to discuss here that I couldn't discuss beforehand, but now there's some things that are out of the bag. Those of you who have listened to this podcast from the beginning of the season know that early in the year, I was pretty clear that, you know, I didn't come right out and say, like, listen, this guy's only going to be at Florida State a year. But, you know, I was pretty clear in explaining that, I wouldn't be surprised if Walt Bell was gone a little sooner than later. Wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, take whatever job, comes up after the year. You know, that came up a couple different times. And this is why. It was fairly obvious, early in the process, that the fit was not ideal with Bell and Taggart. There were some philosophical things there, but they were professionals and they worked together as best they could. But it was pretty clear at the end of the year, and I was texted, a couple weeks ago that basically Taggart was already working towards getting an experienced and well regarded offensive coordinator to run things on the offensive side, and that he was going to turn over the reins, which is part of why it was important for him at the end of the year to hand off the offense to Bell. It gave Bell an opportunity to audition a little bit. It also gave Taggart the ability to say, yeah, I'm willing to give up the reins of my offense so long as you're a guy that is able to take it over. The next offensive coordinator, it's going to be a little easier hire for Taggart because he can basically say, listen, I'm willing to hand off the reins to the offense for you to run the offense. That's all been in the works. Now, obviously the biggest impact here, the biggest concern is Sam Howell, who Howell and his father, obviously from Charlotte, they are still listening to Mac Brown, the new hire at UNC. His dad definitely respects Mac Brown a lot, and Howell grew up a UNC fan. And depending on who UNC hires as an offensive coordinator, a flip from Howell is definitely not out of the question. If you remember, Walt Bell was a guy, he had been at North Carolina before, and he was a guy who he built a lot of that relationship with the Howells. And so him leaving was, that was something that Taggart and staff knew that was going to have some impact on the Howells. The Howells were not unaware of where things stood, but this was something that I didn't expect Bell to go anywhere until after the early signing day anyway. So this happened. Wasn't sure where he was going to wind up, but this happened a little quicker than I expected, and I think this is a little faster than anybody really expected for it to happen. That said, Taggart already has had at least one pretty big name candidate on campus in terms of talking to potential replacements, and given that he's willing to let those guys do their thing, if he's able to hire really well received and experienced coordinator, then he's willing to let that guy run his offense. I think there's a chance for some real improvement here. I do suggest to my listeners, that you go back and, you know, it might be worth at this point. I mean, I know I do my own film sessions on Patreon for supporters, but it might be worth, I would suggest a lot of, if you want another view, and I think a very good view of some of the things that needed to improve on the Florida State offense, and another view in terms of scheme and all of that, you know, it might be worth going back and watching the ESPN film room from the first game of the year when ESPN did the film room for Florida State and Virginia Tech, and just listening to what some of those coaches had to say in that film room. It's worth listening to, particularly right now, and you know, maybe moving forward a little bit. In any case, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how quickly this gets done. I've been told to expect it to be quite fast, such that you know, by the next time I'm recording, I expect the hire to be made, or you know, at least a, you know, one decision will have been made. You know, whether the hire actually it goes through or not, I think the timeline here is pretty quick. They're wanting to have the coordinator hire before the dead period starts, and so, or quiet period, whichever one it is. So this is something I expect to be pretty quick, and we'll see exactly what's happening there. But there's, you know, there's some really interesting names, some big names out there. I mean, you know, Taggart obviously is targeting an experienced and well-respected coordinator, and you know, you got guys on the market like Cliff Kingsbury, who honestly, obviously he's a fun possibility, and he'd absolutely tear it up in Tallahassee with that kind of talent. But honestly, you know, I don't expect you know, Cliff Kingsbury to end up in Tallahassee. I think he's waiting on some options right now, and if I had to guess, my guess is that when Mike Loxley gets hired somewhere, probably Maryland after the season, after Alabama's season, then my suspicion is that Kingsbury is your next Alabama coordinator, which would just be yet again unfair. But you know, and he's already talked to USC, and you know, there's some other options out there. I don't think Kingsbury ends up in Tallahassee, but you know, other options, you got Kingsbury, you've got Hugh Freeze, you've got a number of former head coaches and some top level coordinators out there who are you know, viable possibilities to run the kind of up-tempo spread. Kendall Briles out in Houston is one. Obviously Briles and Freeze actually would both come with some significant baggage, and there would be some pushback potentially with Briles for sure. But you know, with Briles and Freeze, because of that baggage, you know, Freeze at Ole Miss had, you know, obviously the NCAA issues, and also the revelations of moral nature that you know, some of that off the field stuff is definitely stuff that, you know, leaves some baggage for him. But similarly, Art Briles, with all the stuff that happened at Baylor, the Briles last name is not exactly one that's going to be real popular for those who, you know, would like to distance themselves from the kind of reputation that all the Jameis Winston publicity brought. But, you know, those are two obviously outstanding, experienced offensive minds. You know, Bobby Petrino is out there, you know, as an experienced offensive mind. But again, lots of what is it with these offensive minds and some of the off the field kind of baggage, you know, these creative football geniuses, if you were, I mean, geez. But anyway, you know, there are names out there. And again, you know, if it's going to be, I think pretty quick before it won't take very long to see Florida State make this hire. As for what's going to happen with Sam Howell, you know, I think it's up in the air a little bit, and I think it's going to depend on the hires both at Florida State and at UNC. And you know, we'll see what's going to take place there. I think if Taggart gets one of the hires that you know, is of the level that I was told a week ago he was going to be looking at, then I think that probably really helps in terms of maintaining and keeping Sam Howell. But again, we'll see with that. In either way, I mean, there are some other possibilities there in terms of, you know, at least in the short term, so that, you know, if you don't land Howell, which I think would be awful. I mean, that would be, in terms of long term in particular, I mean, you need to land a quarterback. You need to land a top level quarterback in this class. I mean, there aren't very many options in this class that are, you know, good quarterback options. So, you know, you need to land Howell. That would be awful. But there are, you know, at least in the short term, there are you know, some other possibilities potentially on the table that could, you know, at least mitigate how much that hurts. But again, I think the emphasis here, the aim has to be to get a top level coordinator that's going to have the Howells excited, have them confident about the direction of the program on the offensive side of the ball, and make sure that they stay in the fold there. And so I expect to see a pretty quick turnaround there, and I expect to see a fairly well respected and experienced name, a recognizable name at that coordinator position. And you know, I'm told that the powers that be at Florida State have signed off and are, you know, going to give the support to pay out what they need to pay to get that kind of coach in there. So that's going to be interesting. This will not be the only coaching change of the offseason. Like I said, I didn't expect to see anything before the signing day, the early signing day, but this one came a little bit earlier than I expected, and so, you know, had to be ready to record this. I think there will be a couple more changes between now and in spring ball, but we'll see exactly when those happen. Again, I don't know timing so much, but I do know that this is not going to be the only coaching change that we see. So given that, I think we'll go ahead and wrap there. 12 minutes is plenty for this emergency edition of the Unconquered Podcast.
As always, I want to thank my sponsors, Louis Marquez of Keller Williams Realty in Jacksonville, Florida, a professionally trained photographer and videographer who will make your real estate sell more quickly than anybody else in the Jacksonville area. Give them a call if you need any of that done. Let them know you heard about them from the Unconquered Podcast. And Garage Makeovers down in Broward and Palm Beach counties. If you need anything done in your garage, they're the people to talk to. Also want to thank all of the Patreon subscribers at above the Secure the Bag level. That is Todd Howell, Sean Sost, Hector Cartagena, Dan Alvarez, Keith Cheney, and Bert Bertoldi. Very much appreciate all of the support you guys have shown, and all the other Patreon subscribers as well who have made those film reviews possible. Going to hopefully get a bunch of stuff done in the off season as we have a long one to look forward to. But thanks again to all of you for making that possible. This has been the Unconquered Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Staples. Thanks for listening.
Thank you all very much, and have a great day if you want to.
I made this.